If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It is Caesar World. We're on the streets, we are on the air, we are everywhere.
Before you start.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know how much you've made me love that Gabza song?
Really?
Like, I'm obsessed with it.
I put people on!
My entire drive to Limpopo and back, like, yeah, shame.
So let me tell you a story about that song. I was in Dubai when Gabza dropped the album, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody knows I'm the biggest Gabza fan. Mm. So immediately I got on, listened to the joints.
In the Rolls.
Yo, oh, come on. In the jets, even. Before I even got in the Rolls, in the jets. Right? So now I'm listening. So the first song is Gabza Chant. Mm-hmm. Then track number two is that one. I didn't even go beyond two. I just kept on repeat, on repeat. Beautiful. And I knew, I was like, when I get back, because we were coming back to the show that following Monday.
Yeah.
I was like, ngayidlala le ngoma.
It's a beautiful song.
I don't care if it's playlist or not, ngayidlala le ngoma.
Gorgeous.
So, yeah. Anyway, one of my favorite shows, funny enough, was Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I just thought it was hilarious. I like Chuck Lorre shows in Javelle because Chuck, you know, he's got like some very funny sitcoms. But it became very apparent to me that a lot of people seem to think that watching Big Bang Theory inevitably means that you're smarter somewhat, right?
Yes, intellectual actually, humor.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's okay, cool, whatever. Then, whenever I traveled, like, if you go to Nigeria, the humor in Nigeria is very different. I don't know if you ever come across, like, Nigerian skits even, right?
Yeah.
It's very, I don't want to call it slapstick, but it's not like ours. And at the risk of sounding condescending, I'll say it's not as sophisticated, right, as maybe other parts of the world. Now, here's the question. Can you judge a person's intellect based on what they find funny?
I think so. And this reminds me of a TikTok I saw yesterday where this gentleman was saying the one's ability to flirt, for instance, has to do with just how witty they are. And your ability to be witty depends on how quick you are in terms of your thinking. So I guess to an extent, you probably can. But for risk of sounding a little bit weird, I know some very smart people who enjoy toilet humor. I find toilet humor to be, like, disgusting. You know, it's like the lowest form of humor. But I know smart people who like it. So I don't think you can really. I don't think you can judge intellect based on what you find humorous.
Because this is kind of similar to a discussion we had about hip hop. Do you remember? You know, there's some entertainment that you like, even though you know this thing is actually not correct. But it's funny. Right? But this is unacceptable.
This is wrong. Guilty humor.
It actually reminds me of, you know, the Leon Schuster movies as well. And I know that a number of South Africans found it funny. But then later on, they were like, actually, no, it's a bit dodgy. So it's quite tricky. You can't really judge someone's intellect based on humor. And sometimes, you know, I might find some, like, even, like, I take it for instance, me and my husband, he enjoys humor that I don't. Like I could never watch anything comedy related with him because we are on two opposite, you know, spectrums when it comes to humor. So it kind of, I think it goes from person to person.
But then, is that enough to put you off a person? So if you come across them watching something that you're like, bruh, why are you watching this? Like Mpofu Zwabula was judging me for interacting with Chris Excel. She was like, why do you interact with Chris Excel on Twitter?
Keep on.
I think it's very hard to judge a person based on that. And as actually listening to Mbali talk about her and her husband, it reminded me of comedians, South African comedians, how at some point there was a whole Trevor Noah's jokes are for, you know, smarter people and other comedians' jokes are for less smarter people. So I think it's a bit difficult. It also depends what people are exposed to. Because I know some of the smartest people who just post the most nonsensical things, but they are very smart.
You see, social media will show you. Because also, you come across somebody's post like, bruh, why on earth would you post this? You are so-and-so from such-and-such.
So here's the thing. Growing up, and I used to think I was weird for it, but till today, I don't see the humor. It was never funny to me. Till today, it's not funny.
Amzinwezinsizwa was okay.
But everybody loved it.
Yeah.
You know? So, was I being weird? Maybe I was the anomaly.
So let us know. Can you judge somebody's intellect based on what they find funny? Is it even correct to say that?
Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
Sees the world, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we everywhere. Can you judge a person's intellect based on what they find funny?
I mean, as is the world, I would say you can actually get some clues, but humor is not a perfect measure for someone's intellect, but you can get some clues because humor is in so many levels.
No, it's not. It's never a level. You cannot judge somebody's intelligence based on what they find funny. I've got a sister, PhD candidate, and she has published a few academic books. She's heavily into academia. But whenever it's her downtime and she wants to watch something, she watches obvious humor things. You know, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine? That stuff where you don't need to think deep for you to find something funny. Like, it's just, it even bores me, and I'm not that smart.
That's funny.
Ah, ungathandi humor le simple vele yabo Mr. Bean le manje ngafani ne Big Bang Theory ube umuntu ohlakaniphile. However, noma uunderstand ama jokes lawa wabo Big Bang lawa technical anabo science nani. Lapho sikhona ukubona i-level ye intellect yakho.
So another thing about humor is that it's really informed by your environment.
True.
Right?
True.
And where you grow up, you don't choose.
Fact.
Not only so, sometimes you may find that somebody's super smart, but then they are put in an environment that doesn't necessarily aid that in any way.
Yeah.
That only gets stimulated when they go to work.
Yeah.
But when they back home, so strat humor is basically what's going down.
Yeah, la lanzana. Mm. And it's also just part of the culture within that space that you're in. So if you are not the lanzaring type, you more often than not become the victim of kulanziwa.
Eish.
So I don't think intellect correlates with your sense of humor. I think, you know, people find what they find funny, what they find funny. For instance, my partner likes these ridiculous Mojanaf shows, like the ones that are just overboard, man, which I find like ridiculous. Like I said, I'm just like, what are you watching? And then he finds them very funny. He will even try to involve me, and I'm just like, nah, not me, not this. So yeah, I don't think it correlates at all.
Paul, Chris Excel says, I must tell you to unblock him. He's changed.
Shine.
He hasn't changed, actually. No, I even told him, I said, no, you have not.
Is it enough to put me off a person? No. I have a friend of Vuyo. Vuyo is extremely smart. She's wise. If you talk to Vuyo about problems or whatever the case, Vuyo is the person to run to. Morning Ginga. She's those type of people. However, Vuyo and I don't like the same thing. Everything I watch on TV, she does not like. Oh. Everything she watches on TV, I find it lame as well. However, she's one of those people. My partner also bugela bobai, and I don't like our bobai bike, but he's the smartest in the house. You understand? So I don't think it's enough for us to put her off a person. I think we are just being dramatic though, when it comes to that, you know. But Tinje, I don't know. Okay, but what is just eating put her off a person? I don't think so, no.
Let me tell you why I think you guys are lying as women.
Yeah.
As women, if you first meet a guy and you book up a pie, nzotin.
Oh no, I love that.
Nzotin childish.
No, for me, I love
to watch Boondocks, and I love that.
Ah.
No, but you know, you
okay,
know.
Impo, okay, poor, maybe impo slightly different.
I'd be happy.
But wait, yamas, somebody will accept you for a couple of days. Mega nalwa. Umtalanga kubuko popai. Eh? Wait.
Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
We seize the world, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. Can you judge a person's intellect based on what they find funny?
Yes or no, but you know what? How many of you all thought that Trevor Noah is just a typical comedian, but along the way, then you find that this guy is smart. He's a thinker as well. I always throw this shade that my jokes are for the thinkers. I mean, I cannot be going to a stand-up comedy and then you find out 80% you're just listening to this guy swearing. Be like, I know this is not my kind of cup of coffee. So yeah, we judge smart people because as you grow, you also have preferences. You cannot be like listening to or like consuming the same content that you were when you were younger. You're supposed to advance, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Intellect and humor are very two different things to me. I think I would judge a person more based on what they say during conversations and what their viewpoint is on serious matters. For instance, you look at Rowan Atkin. I mean, he was an engineer who I think is probably smart. And he came on to be Mr. Bean, who is a fumbling fool. So I don't think the two can actually be compared to each other.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I was calling out my friend the other day. I'm like, what the heck? Bro, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Yeah, no, definitely judge it.
What the heck?
Your topic is so funny. Ngoba mina umshefana, I did not think ukuthi it was funny. Umzini wensizwe was good as nice. I loved umadluphuthu. I loved madluphuthu. I can watch it 100 million times even at home. We still make jokes about umadluphuthu. But I know that people, if you're talking about them, they would think ukuthi you're stupid.
School is nice. I loved umshefana. I wasn't allowed to watch because it had foul language.
I like to think I'm intelligent and wise, but I am the most stupidest person and laugh at the most stupidest thing on earth. Like growing up, I was always in detention because of laughing in class. I once laughed at my principal who was chasing us for hockey field because we were taking time to go to class. And I remember the other time we were in an expo meeting, I was doing presentation, and then my CEO said something so stupid, and I just laughed the whole session. I was laughing, and people are like, imagine I'm exactly like, dude, okay, enough. I was like, okay, but I was laughing throughout our whole meeting.
Kaya 9959.
We are Rhythm and Beats.
It sees the world, you on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. By the close off the second hour of the show, and then head over to Sing It Back. Two more voice notes, so can you judge a person's intellect based on their humor?
Humor, like food and entertainment, is different for each person. What I find funny, someone else might find distasteful. And you cannot judge a person based on the humor that they enjoy and then judge the intelligence and that. So I enjoy some type of humor, like, for example, Jim Carrey, but the old Jim Carrey, and also Leon Schuster, but the old Your Panic Mechanic kind of Leon Schuster. But now lately, I enjoy humor like babies and dogs doing funny things. So for me, whether you piece their in intelligence or not, I just like that. But you cannot judge a person's humor based on, I mean, a person's intelligence based on the jokes or humor that they watch.
Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.